It's the second time the measure has cleared the Senate. Senate Republican leader John Braun says the legislation focuses on a thing instead of the real cause of gun violence, people.
If we really want to solve this problem, we have to change people, and it will take all of us. I don't doubt that everyone here on this floor is sincere and genuine in their desire to protect our communities, to protect our families, but this bill falls short.
Republican Senator Drew McEwen says lawmakers should work on real solutions instead of targeting law-abiding gun owners.
I rise in opposition to the bill in defense of those that exercise their rights responsibly and legally. There's other solutions that we must look at. Let's not kid ourselves that this is going to suddenly change it, because people intent on doing harm are going to do it regardless of what laws we pass.
The bill is back in the Senate after the House rejected a Republican amendment in the earlier version that would have made accommodations for members of the military. No Republican amendments were accepted this time around, including ones to help members of the military and law enforcement keep their personal firearms. The measure now heads back to the House. I'm Tracy Ellis.